Thursday the 26th of February, Base Ador, Kedushat Admir, the Nicholsberg of Eberschlieter, the Kedoshim from Mumbai, Ahavat Yisrael.
Vishus, what is the Asu, and the Arganim, Dovid, the Kalak Kehilik, the Hedisha Hadayim, the Kalak Shoimim, the Kalu Eilim Kehilik. We read in this parasha, Hashem told Moshe to build a mishkan, most of the mikdash shechanti b'soicham, and for that purpose, Klal Yisrael would give truma 13 different things, and one of them was oirois. So the word techoshim is the first time in the Torah, and nobody knows what it is. So Rashi explains it's min chaya v'loy hoiso eilu l'sho. This is such a min chaya that was never before, and it won't be never after. Only at that time it was a new creation. Hashem created this chaya. It's a tachash. This is what Rashi quotes from Sechta Shabbos. The harve gavnim hoyelo. What is the dober miyichet from this oyes tachoshim? That it had a lot of colors. It was colorful. Lekach metargeim sazgoino. In Aramaic, Shesof im ispoel begavnin shaloi. That this chaya is very proud and happy with his different colors. It's very interesting. We know as well that ketche berichi loy ovid nisu lemagna. Hashem doesn't do something out of the ordinary just like that. Only if there is a special purpose. Okay, we are talking about the Mishkan. Mokem Ashros Hashchinah, we understand. Okay. But why was it such a great need to create a new chaya that has so many colors? And also, what does it mean? Shesos im ispoer begavne shloi. Who is happy? Who is proud with the gavne? The chaya? What nafkumen is that for us? Who cares? And what does it mean? Oh, the chaya, it was a new creation, and the chaya was very happy with so many colors. It's a little neat pshat. So, to understand the inyan, let's first be magdim about this chashivas of this moisset, of this organization. Start your day the Torah way. Mamash, the more I think about it, it's unbelievable what it means. Why start your day, end your day with the Torah way? Because the beginning is very important. As we find Kadesh Li Kol V'Choyer, the firstborn, Hashem says, be Mekadesh. Why the firstborn? Because, you know, I train. A train has a lot of cars, but all of them follow the first one. Where the first one goes, they all follow. The same thing is, you have to know the importance of the start, of the beginning. When the beginning is good, everything goes on the same track. Why? Because there's a klal. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah, aveira gereres aveira. If chas v'shulam, we start our day with something that's not so good, it's negative, then aveira gereres aveira. It will slap. Okay, you did something wrong, I'll do something else wrong. And chas v'shulam, there's no end. But if we start with a mitzvah, we start with a good deed, with a good thing, automatically mitzvah gereres, mitzvah will bring more and more, so we will fill up our day only with good things. That's why I wrote in one of my chigurim, Eger Sechil, that for a person it's very difficult to have continuously in mind to do only mitzvahs, because there's a yetzer hara. So what is the yetzer? The yetzer is the first machshava when you wake up should be something very good, something special. To be mismale be ahava be yireh l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to think how good Hashem, how kind Hashem is to us, that gave us the neshama. The same thing with the dibur. The first dibur that we talk out shouldn't be dvorim betaylim. We should say what is written in the poskim. Moida ani lefanecha u'melech chai v'kayem. To thank Hashem. So what we do with this, that we are catching the first machshava, the first dibur, should be on the right track. And the same thing with the first maisa. And the first maisa, what we do is rechatz. We wash the negel water. Lohosi ruachru. And right after that, we should chaparayin have any kind of mitzvah, also b'maisa. So once we have the machshava, dibur and maisa started in the right way, then automatically this will add on more and more until when we retire, we go to sleep. It should be mola, yoy mola with mitzvah. So this word, start your day. The Torah way, this is very important. When it says amaschil b'mitzvah, oimrim lo gemoya, then you know that you're on the right track and you're going to finish it with the gewaldige way of Torah. And Baruch Hashem, what I hear, that this is spreading around, this is like Beis Yosef Lahovo, it's not only a little fire over here in this shul. It is spreading because Yidden are looking to do good. And they hear about this, so all over the world, Yidden are interested to participate with this gewaldige organization. So that, besides the Indian of start your day with the Torah way, this also brings a lot of Achdus Yisrael, and that's very, very important. Now we are preparing ourselves for the Gewaldige Yom Tov of Purim. We're going to read the Megillas Esther, and what we see over there, what happened, that Haman HaRosha wanted Lahashmid Laharag Abbat Kola Yehudim, no matter who, no matter what kind of Yid, Tav and Noshim, old people, young people, and he didn't check. Oh, are you a Chosid? Are you a Mesnagrit? Are you Litvish? Are you Yeshivish? Are you modern? Are you secular Jew? Or Sephardi, Ashkenazi? It didn't make no difference. Wherever there's a Jew in the world, lahashmid lahargi la'abed, the sinner that he had for Yisrael, that he had inherited from his Eda Amolek, his Eda Agog, was unlimited. Any single Jew has to be killed chazashot. So he comes in front of Achashverosh and says, Yes, noy am echot mefuzerim mefoyret mekalu ami. But it says in the forum that Haman, he was such a rasha and so big in koyach atuma, that when he spoke to Melech Achashverosh, he had in mind also to talk to Melech Malchay Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make a kitruk al kol Yisrael. So when he mentioned these words, he wanted to express something to bring Hashem to kaf, to charei nav, that Hashem should become very angry and kol Yisrael. So what did they say? ויאמר הומר אל המלך, יש נוי עם אחד. You created עם אחד באורץ. And who is that? Klal Yisrael. And they supposed to be באחדוס, בלב אחד, כאיש אחד. Why? Because Klal Yisrael, every year, is a neshama, chelik lekam imah. And the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, there's no doubt about it, there's nobody else, only Hashem Echad. The same is with Klal Yisrael. We have to be one, like it was by Matan Torah, by Yichan Shom Yisrael, Ke'ish Echad, B'leil Echad. And this is how Hashem created us, that we should be like one. It shouldn't be a pyramid. So Haman was being mekatreik, and he took for on his side all the koiches atuma, all the mekatrigim, to help him to be mekatreik l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And to say, originally Klal Yisrael has to be echad. But it's not like that. Mefuzar and Mefora, they are scattered all over, and besides being scattered, they should chachik, have something in common. Mefora, there is a period of others. And this is one of the main avoiders of the Yetzer Hara, of the Satan, to make Peter to the Lovers by Klal Yisrael. When not the Satan, Klal Yisrael will be with the greatest Achdus. But the Satan cannot take it. And he tries every time with another terrorist, with another Levush. Oh, now with this guy, I can't talk with him. I can't be with this guy under one roof. And so it goes on and on and on. Mamash doir doir. Every time the Satan makes a pirut levavos. So with this pirut he came to Rachmana Litzlan to be mekatreg and Klal Yisrael. So because they are mefuzer and mefoiret, and they are not the am echad that they should be originally, like what it was meant when they were created, la melech ein shoy belanicham. It's not worth to continue to have them as an Am Echad. They're not Am Echad. But Haman, HaRasha, whatever he spoke, and he meant so bad, he didn't know that Hashem put in his mouth words that will be Melamed Zechesa Klal Yisrael. The question is, how is it possible that one yid should be signed the other one? Talk to self, we are b'nei ish echad anachmu. We are all from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We all have the same neshama chelik el kamama. In nature and originally, we should love each other with the biggest ahava, as it says in the Torah, v'ahavta l'rayecha kamecha. How is it possible that could be a pirut? The answer is in these words. From where comes this sinner? We say in the Shemoneh Esrei by Velamashinim, the Chol Oyvei Yamchu, or Sinei Yamchu, the enemies of your nation, Klal Yisrael, they should be Yevedu. The question is, did we think about it? Whom are we cursing now? Chol Oyvei Yamchu. Am I sure that I don't have any sinner on any Jew? If I have even a drop of sinner on any single Jew, I'm also included in this. I'm also a sinner Israel. So, how is this possible? From where comes the sinner? The answer is no. Klal Yisrael, Mederech HaTeva, would love each other with the greatest ahava that's possible. Lu'umazeh, It says, Halocha beyidua, she'eis lo soinu liyakri. This is the nature from Esav. Since Esav was Esav, he had a sinner to Yankov, and without any reason, just to hate it. And this goes from generation to generation. All the Esav they had were sinner to Yankov. So, it says in Pesuk, Vayis'ar v'bagoyim, Vayilmedim imaseihem. Because Yidin, there are in Golas, so they learn a lot from the Goyim. And one of the things that was very contagious, the sinas hagoyim li Yisroel started to come into our machna. But it's not our fault. The fault is Yeshna am Echot, because they are mefuzar, because they are scared by nu amin. That brings, and that is the siba that mefoira, that there is a spirit of others. Why? Because by nu amin. And the Amim are Sinai Israel. And as we see, Bechol Doir V'Doir, I'm the Malayne L'Chal HaSinai, every single generation, they want to wipe us out. Shelo Echot Bilvat, Omo Delayne L'Chal HaSinai, not only one, Sinai Israel, not only Paroi, Homan, in every single generation. And as we see now, it's almost unbelievable how the sinus Yisrael is spreading all over the world. Since I'm here in London the last few days, so many couples came to me and asked, Rebbe, where should we run away? The sinus is getting bigger and bigger. We don't know. We look at our children. We don't know what will happen with them. This is almost unbelievable how the sinus is spreading. But the answer is, if we wouldn't let the sinner come inside in our heart, between one Jew and the other, then all the sinners that the Goyim have to Klal Yisrael wouldn't have no koyach, no power over us. As it's mentioned in the Gemara, the Chazal, the Midrashim, Eli Hoy Klal Yisrael, if everybody would be Ba'achdus, Enkel Ima V'loshen Shoyle Kulei. Nobody could have any power on them. So it comes out, if they have some power, it comes from inside, because we have something to fix. I think B'derech Tzachas, the Taich, Shelo Yechot Bilvat Oma Delayne L'Chalutayne, Oshu Pshat, not only one Sayne Yisroel stood up to the L'Chalutayne, but we can Taich like this, Shelo Echat, because there is no Achdus. Bilvat, that's the only reason. Because if it would be Echad, then they couldn't do anything to us. There's a gewaltige kasha for my Zayde Rebbe Rav Shmelke from Nikolsburg. Asked. It says in Chazal that because Esav was deprived from the brachas, because Yaakov took over the brachas from his father, and when he came and he heard the whole story that Yaakov was already blessed, he cried and two tears came down his eyes. So the Chazal say, you should stay the moed shel Esav. These two tears, and tears are very sensitive and very powerful, Hashem is being merachem on somebody that cries. And because of these two tears, Esav has a shlit and Klal Yisrael in the Golus all these years. It's Mamed Orayim, two tears that he cried, and because of that he has such a shlit on us, and we suffer so much. So the Rebbe Shmuel is way to ask, what about our tears? Klal Yisrael shed more than two tears, and not only tears, dam, blood was shed. We can't count them. Ein sefer. And we have a klal in halacha. There is a union of bitul berach. So why shouldn't it be bottled, these 2 tears from Esau, between all the billions and billions of tears of Klal Yisrael that were shed, and it's still going on? How come? Well, that's a good question. So he concludes with an answer. Well, why was Esau crying? Because of his ego. He wanted everything for himself. He couldn't see Yaakov should be Matzliach. Yaakov should have the bracha. And that hurt him very much. And it came out from the depth of his heart, of Me'emek HaLev, that he cried, how come Yaakov has it and not me? So he only thought about himself. So Rabbi Shmuelke says, if our tears would be Mishim Golus Hashchina, not because of our own interest, then Uriah should be bottled with so many tears. The 2 tears of Isaac should be bottled in a bottle. But as long as when we cry, we also think about ourselves, our own interest, it's min b'minoi. It's the same kind of tears. And there's a loch, min b'minoi, a filu b'elef, lay bottle. Well, on the other hand, not everybody can say, well, I really cry. When I cry, I mean Golus Hashchina. For this, a person has to be a little above my brain. But I just came up with an idea that even when we cry, we don't have to cry for Golus Hashchina. We are not in this madrega. But what else what we can do, it shouldn't be mean to mean. When we suffer, and now Klal Yisrael suffers a lot, especially financially, I don't have to explain it to you what a gewaltige krach there was mamash in this past year. The people who were Berum HaMala, and they were big Baal Tzedokah, and they gave right and left and helped so many Jews, and how their wealth was wiped out, and they have so much pain, not only because of what they lost. A lot of Ashirim came to me and told me, well, if it's Vashet, if it's Gezeirim and Hashemayim, so he lost the money, Gamzu the Torah. But what will be with all the poor people, with all the Moises that I used to help, and I can't? And when they come and knock on my door and I can't give them, it's hurting me. I can't take it. Ah, this is something. If we won't cry for our own sorrows, we should feel other sorrows from Klal Yisrael. And I think everybody feels it now. So putting aside our own pain and thinking, oy gevol, look at this yid, how much he suffers. Look at this yid, how much he suffers. And being mishtatu with every yid in their Torahs, in their struggle, then it's not mean the minai. It's not the same tears that was by Esav. Esav was strictly his own pain. We are crying for the pain of our brothers. And that might help. So, we had suffered so much. Now, recently, the Kedoshim in Mumbai is unbearable, understandable. They didn't do nothing wrong, and just because they were Jewish, they were killed with such a ritzicha. And now is the Yortzeit from last year. Yeshiva Bochurim were killed, and so many innocent people that were killed all these years, and let alone the 6 million even. It's mamash, mamul rain. And how long will it take? Amos Yove Mashiach, when will it end? We have to do something about it. So the only thing what we can do is to be mispalui bat chaveiroi vehutzorich lo yisadover honenet chilet, that every single Jew should think about other Jewish people in the whole world, and be mishtatav v'tzarav, and to pray, please Hashem, help these Yiddish kinderlug. Help them stop their sufferings and let them be the simcha, especially now Mishnechas Adar Marvin the simcha. But the Yetzer Hara always comes in between and tries to make a pyrrhus. Okay, I'll pray for this Yid and this Yid, and then they find somebody else. But this is what person I can't pray. Why? He did something to me. He bad-mouthed me. This person, I had with him business, and he was crooked. So he has a few exceptions. And this person, I don't like him. This person is completely different. He's not my type. He's not my cup of tea. And, you know, every person feels my derech is the right derech. So if I'm a chosid from this rebbe, all the chassidim of other rebbes, they don't count. They're not the Jewish. If I'm an Ashkenaz, who is this Fardi Jew? I should think about it. Or Fardi would say, I can't take the Ashkenazi. The Yetzer Hara is very big in this. And Mamish tries to make such spirit levavos. And chassidim, misnagdim, litvish, yeshivish, all, every time he has something at Eretz, why? To hate this other person. And not to pray for this other person. Not to have rechmonos. So the question is, if Hashem really wants us to be Am Echad, why aren't we Am Echad? Not only feeling it to each other. I think it should be a rule that every single Jew has to go with the same kind of hat, same kind of suit or baggage or whatever. And it has to be a rule. Am Echad! You can't make a difference. One Jew like this and one Jew like that. So that's why Hashem created a special chaya. When it came to build the mission, we also the mikdash was shecham to the seicha. Why? Because let me ask you over here in this medrash. I can ask every single person. What's your favorite color? You won't come up with the same answer. Every person will have a different color that they like the most. Why? This is how Hashem created us. We have the right to have a different opinion. There's no problem with that. And somebody will say, my favorite color is white. Ah, white, gewaldig, schlechtig, scheiße. Other person would say, blue. One person will say red. Every person will say something different. So does it mean, okay, because you feel different than me, Tam Bereach, and you have a different taste, I can't be with your friend? No, we can be best friends. So Hashem wanted to show us, I want Kalal Yisrael, the Am Echad should be colorful. All different kinds of colors. So don't come and say, because I like blue and he likes red, I can't be with him. You could still be best friends. You could love each other. I like blue, he likes it. Hashem loves all the colors. He wants Kalal Yisrael to be colorful. And that's why Hashem created Kalal Yisrael in such a way as it was used by its shift I call, and from there it spread. It was 12 different nischoes, a tefillah. There was 12 shiorim in the Bais HaMikdash for every shevet, just to show we could still be Am Echad, even there is a difference in Shidun Zachem. So Hashem created a tachash that has a lot of colors, just to show that what? Who is happy and who is proud with the colors? Not the Chaya. Who cares about the Chaya? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soft in his spoil begavnin shaloi. He is so happy that Klal Yisrael is so colorful, different. Let him be different. Let this person be this chosid. Let this person be this Litvisher, let this be Ashkenaz, let this be a Sephardi, I love them all, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the secret for Kalal Yisrael. So, we're coming to a conclusion. We are now in the 1000th day of this organization. The number 1000 has a very gewaldige meaning. Shlomo Melech says, Odom Echot Me'elef Matzosi. One person from 1000. And the Chazal say, Elef Nachnosim the Yeshiva, and only one person comes out L'Ora. Their Chachas say, now that we achieved that Baruch Hashem, 1000 days, one after the other, was worked on with this, start your day with the Torah way, and that's a gewaldige achievement. So this day should be the one day, Odom Echad, that we should be Va'achdus Me'elef. Now in this 1000 day we should work all Klal Yisrael, wherever we are, B'chol Mokem Shehem, to work, to be ba'achdus gomer belev echot ki ish echot. There is a story about the Shulman from Belz, the Esh Teruv, that he with his friend made up that a Kabbalah to learn 1000 nights without hefsek, every night to be up and learn, because the Kabbalah belay is very choshev. And after so many hundreds of nights, his friend stopped. He couldn't take it anymore. It was very hard for him. But the Psholem was an action. He said, I won't give in for the Yetzer Hara. I'll break it through. And the last night, when it came to 1000th night, the Yetzer Hara made, the Sotan made so many different things. There was a storm. It knocked out all the windows in the shul. And the candles went out. Everything just to stare him, to be mevatel the 1000th night. And he didn't give up. He learned it through. At the end, the last hour, he got somebody coming as a guest. Who was that guest? Eliyahu HaNavi. He told him, you broke through. You passed the test. And you made all these 1000 nights. So come, let's sit down, and I'm going to teach you Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And he taught him Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And from these halachas that they learned through Eliyahu HaNavi, he built the shul in Bethel. So, I want to thank you all for having this 1000 days, Baruch Hashem, achieving this gewaldige inyan, and let us bring the achdus by Klal Yisrael, and we should know, we shouldn't continue to see more Torahs Chazal, only good things. And let Hashem be merachem alam Yisrael. The more we will love each other, we will be ma'oirer midah keneged midah, that Hashem will show his ahava to us all, and every yid will be helped with kol mina Yeshua, and will be zoichet to the good shleimah b'mehera b'meinah. Amen.